Bubbles Podcast.
Hello, James. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
You're the president of the Bubbles Podcast or the CEO?
I'm the CEO. You're the president.
I'm the president. And we're both the co-hosts.
We are both co-hosts.
Well, I'm happy to be here with one of the best podcasting hosts that I know, James Passmore.
Well, I couldn't say it any better about you.
Thank you. Thank you. What an action-packed show we have today. We have Topo Facts. We have new water alerts. We have a movie review.
Yes.
We have a lot going
on, James. Random stuff.
Random stuff as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you want to get into first?
Well, I'm pretty thirsty. You know what? I can kind of hold off on my thirst if we're starting with two of these waters.
Well, I have an idea because here I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6 different waters on the podcast today, which is a lot.
Uh-huh.
But before you introduce the waters, I think we should crack one open and have a sip of water because I'm very thirsty, especially after what I just watched.
All right. Well, do you know what we should start with?
You tell me.
Voss water.
Voss water. Okay, this is a controversial water. Well, crack it open. Let's have a sip and we'll talk about it.
Voss still. It is a artesian water.
You could say that, yeah.
Well, it's what they say.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do we know about Voss water?
Well, normally it comes in glass, but this one's in plastic here.
Yeah. So we don't like that because death to plastic.
Yep.
Only 10% of plastic actually gets recycled. The rest of it ends up in landfills because it's not actually financially viable to recycle plastic. So a lot of the recycling companies just end up sending it to landfill. Or sending it overseas to countries over there to deal with.
Hi, whenever you learn that.
I've been doing my research. Well, cheers, James.
Cheers.
I hope this is a good episode. I think it will be.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That's not good in the plastic bottle.
So what do we know about Voss? Where does it come from?
I am not sure about that, actually. What I do know is that I like the design of the bottle, though. It looks like a test tube, especially if you flip it upside down. It looks like a
I do like the packaging as well.
Something you'd find in like a laboratory. But it's not good when it's in plastic. It's not really that great in general, but it really, really picks up on that plastic flavor. I don't enjoy this much.
So the deal with Voss water is you know, it is actually coming from a municipal water source. It's from Norway, so it's imported from Norway, and I'm sure they have great water in Norway. But it's not like a natural water. They're calling it an artesian water, but really it's just tap water from this town in Norway.
Yeah. So, I mean, it tastes different. Don't get me wrong. It tastes different. It doesn't taste like our tap water here. It's not anything to blow you away, though, especially when you buy it in a plastic bottle, because it's not the best tasting water.
I would call it like it's a designer marketing water. It's got 290 total dissolved solids, so it is a little bit complex, but like I said, it's processed through a municipal water source out of a town in Norway. What temperature are you getting on that water, Jay?
And it's not even like we're not giving it a fair chance. We're currently drinking this at 50.4 degrees Fahrenheit, which I'm not sure what it is Celsius. But
well, you know what? The cool thing about this thermometer is that it will read you both. So you can switch it over and it'll tell you that you're at 10.5 degrees. Celsius.
10.5 degrees Celsius. So
50.7 degrees Fahrenheit.
Not like we're giving it an unfair chance. It's just not very good water.
Overpriced, overhyped. You can do better. Look for a natural spring water.
And also, you have a bad font. Why does it? It's like stretched out. It's weird. They should get a better font. A little more blocky.
Yeah, the marketing, they could change up the design, that might help.
Because they're going for a super modern look, and then they have this, like, early 2000s looking lettering on it, so.
I think, you know, people want to walk around with a fancy water bottle, they carry this Voss around, you know, hipster type. I think it's cool, artisan water, but it's not natural spring water. So we need some information from you, James. First of all, we have to go into all these waters, but do you want to give a bottle cap rating on Boss before we name the other ones?
Yeah, sure. So I guess this is one of the first, well, what was I going to say? The first bottle cap rating of this episode. So welcome to the start of
Bottle Cap Ratings. What say you, sir? Bottle cap rating. Boss
bottle
water.
Cap rating. Boss
in,
water.
In the plastic bottle.
Out of 10 in the plastic. Still in the plastic. Still water inside of the plastic bottle. Still in the plastic.
Straight out of out of Norway.
I am so funny. I'm going to give it a 5.5 out of 10.
5.5? Okay.
It's drinkable, and you can tell that there's a difference from the tap water here in Orange County, but
I believe I've rated Voss water in the glass bottle 7 out of 10 in the past, so I'm going to go to 6 out of 10 on this one because it's in the plastic.
All right.
That's my answer. What other waters do we have on the show here today, James?
Well, we have a couple waters. I'm not excited for most of them. Not going to lie to you. Because two of them, or not most of them, it's just two of them. It's smart water again.
Smart water.
Doing too much again. Trying to be too smart again. And it is always terrible.
James, are these even waters? I mean, this one has 10 calories.
This one has 10 calories,
and
too.
And it's got an ingredients list here on it. Vapor distilled water. So I'm looking at Smart Water Tranquility Tangerine Extract.
And I'm looking at Smart Water Clarity Ginseng Green Tea Extract.
These are flavored waters. And I think what we should do, James, is we should set these aside. These should be the last waters that we taste today because they're going to ruin our palate.
Yeah, and then we'll throw them away after this tasting.
Maybe you'll love them. And they'll get 10 out of 10 bottle caps. And they'll become like the star of the show and surpass Topo Chico.
God.
Did I take crazy pills this morning?
Yes. Yes. Maybe we'll give it to the producer and she'll cry after tasting these.
So we got those two coming up. And then what else is on the table here?
Topo Chico, of course. Uh-huh. Beautiful water. Yeah. We all love it. Yeah. We love Icon. Great. Amazing. Icelandic Glacial. Another Icon. Almost surpassed Liquid Death at one point, huh? We were having it featured quite a bit.
It's a very good water. We're going to get into that one. And then this one.
Hawaiian Springs water, which is one that we've tasted before. It's not too bad. It's just, it's in plastic.
Should we crack it open?
The Hawaiian Springs?
Yep.
Sure. If I remember correctly, this is like kind of behind Fiji. It's like a really floral water. So you get a lot of those perfumey floral notes coming through, but it's not anything that's like over the top. I actually really enjoy this water, or at least my memory of it. So let's see. Does my memory hold up? Is this actually a tasty floral focused water, or is it just plastic?
Cheers.
Cheers. My memory holds up.
Hawaiian Spring Natural Artisan Water comes from a deep earth aquifer with ancient lava rocks on the Big Island of Hawaii. So we're looking at a natural spring water from a deep aquifer. It's definitely complex. I really like this water, James. What do you think?
Yeah, I really enjoy it. It's a little sweet. It has floral notes to it. Way better than the last one. Way better than the still Voss in the plastic. I still don't like that it's in plastic, but it's not as detrimental to the taste of the Yamaha water, so I'm not minding it as much as some others in plastic bottles.
Bottled on Hawaii's island, lava rock filtered, naturally alkaline, pH 7.7, kosher, sustainable resource, please recycle.
Yeah, you know, this is a tasty water. I like how unique it is with its floral notes. And it's quite a big bottle. I like the bottle. It looks pretty cool. Just wish it was out of plastic. I just want to let you know now, I don't think anything besides Sokosani, I don't think anything besides Sokosani that's in plastic will ever get a 10 out of 10 on this
Probably not.
Pod.
Because death to plastic.
Yeah.
We don't need to put it in the oceans anymore.
Uh-huh.
This is a very low TDS water, James. It's not very complex. It's only 84 milligrams per liter TDS.
Well, I wouldn't say it's not very complex. I'd say that there isn't a ton of total dissolved solids. Because do you get those floral notes?
I do. I do get the floral notes coming through. And I really like the flower on the bottle, too, and kind of the blue color. If it was glass, it would be great.
Yeah, so I'm going to give this a 8.5 out of 10. You know, it's definitely above average. It's a tasty water.
I like it better than Voss as well, even though Voss has a higher TDS, but we know that that's coming from the municipal source in that town in Norway, whereas this is coming up from an aquifer in Hawaii.
I like the floral notes. I definitely get a lot of that. Not as much as Fiji, but I do get the floral notes.
It's pretty smooth too.
Yeah, and it's a tasty water.
For a low silica content, it's pretty smooth.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it 8.5 out of 10, like I said.
8.5 bottle caps?
Yeah.
I'm gonna give it 8 bottle caps.
8. Okay, so we're around on the same page here.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just my only criticisms on it is that, one, it's not quite as complex as I would like. They can't really help that, though. And also plastic.
Hey, so. James, can I jump in here with some topo facts, or you want to keep rating some more waters first?
You can jump in with some topo facts.
It's time for...
Insert sting here.
Topo facts! Topo facts. So why don't you pour some of this Icelandic glacial, and we'll talk about that. And while you're doing that, James, I'll give you some topo facts.
All right.
We've talked in the past on the podcast about where we live here in Southern California. We're very lucky with an abundant amount of good, fresh, clean drinking water directly out of the tap. And that's thanks to the Irvine Ranch Water District here in Orange County in Irvine. And I have some information here from the local newspaper, the Irvine Standard. So there's more than 3 million feet of recycled water pipelines running beneath the Irvine Ranch Water District service area. It's stretched out. If stretched out, the famed purple pipes would reach Reno, Nevada. That's pretty far away.
Wow.
With room to spare. It's one of the most intricate and extensive recycled water systems in the world.
Ooh.
And it reliably delivers 27% of the Irvine Ranch Water District supplies every day. Mm. Recycled water does more than just keep Irvine's parks and medians green and lush. Here's a few of the cool and curious ways it's used around town. So I'll get into those in a minute, but how's the Icelandic?
Oh, it's great.
This is the still one.
Very complicated, nice. Very earthy, huh?
Yeah. So the water, the recycled water, James, on the ice. So, and you've skated here. We've skated here together. You've played hockey here. The rinks at Great Ice Park, all the ice there is recycled. That's where the Anaheim Ducks practice and the U.S. Olympic figure skaters practice. So the difference in the water used to make ice here, it's all recycled. When the facility opened, it was one of only two rinks in Southern California to use a sustainable source. It can take 24,000 gallons of water to create the flawless ice needed to train for the Olympics or the Stanley Cup.
Wow.
Great Park Ice has 4 rinks and uses 4.3 million gallons of water each year. Woo. Using recycled water to meet its needs helped the facility earn the Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design, or LEED, Silver designation. A globally recognized achievement in sustainability. And I know a little bit about that LEED, James, that Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. I built a manufacturing facility in Chicago that achieved that standard as well, and awesome. Had recycled water for toilets and all sorts of LED and highly efficient, sustainable different things in the systems there.
Great. Well, 4.3 million gallons of water a year. Huh?
Yeah. You want to read this next one?
That's almost as many gallons of Topo Chico we drink in a month. At 323 feet high, standing 323 feet high, the 200 and 400 spectrum towers are the tallest buildings in Orange County. They're also among the most sustainable, and recycled water is a big reason why. The towers are dual plumbed, the term used when drinking water is delivered to kitchens and sinks, while recycled water is used for cooling the buildings and flushing in restrooms. Landscaping is also watered with recycled supplies. Using recycled water for these purposes saves millions of gallons of drinking water each year. The iconic towers are just two of more than 125 buildings that use recycled water in IRWD's area. That makes it the largest fleet of dual-plumbed commercial buildings in California and perhaps the nation.
Wow.
Beautiful.
That's great, huh? Yeah. So it's like the future of water conservation is using recycled water for things that don't need fresh water and having dual pipes, dual plumbing.
Yeah, I've seen those towers before. Isn't one of them a BlackBerry tower or something?
Yep. Those are the ones right over there by the Spectrum, yeah, where we
don't
go bike riding.
Don't know how they can afford that, so... Yeah.
The brand BlackBerry?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not doing too well. They don't have BlackBerry phones anymore. But I think the company's okay. They've got some good patents and they're trying to reinvent themselves. So their stock's doing quite well.
Yeah.
And then the last one here is in the classroom. So the other thing that's really close by to us here is University of California, Irvine. And they've partnered with the Irvine Ranch Water District. A few years ago, UC Irvine partnered with IRWD to modernize the university's central plant, the heart of the utility infrastructure on campus. Instead of drinking water, recycled water now courses through the facility's cooling towers, chilling about 65 buildings on campus. The effort saves enough drinking water to fill the pools in nearby UCI Aquatic Center about 80 times over. UC Irvine called it the most significant conservation accomplishment in UCI's 50-year collaboration with the IRWD. Recycled water is one of Irvine's greatest innovations, and it continues to expand its positive impact on the lives of Irvine's residents.
Beautiful.
Cool, huh?
Uh-huh.
So that's Topo Facts. I'm going to have a little bit more of this Icelandic glacial, and we can talk about it some more.
Yeah. Okay, so that's awesome, huh?
Yeah.
Really saving a lot of water and also using a lot of water because a lot of people live here.
Yeah, so what do we know about Icelandic glacial? We know it's a natural spring water, and it comes from Iceland.
Uh-huh. And from the glaciers in Iceland, right?
Right.
But isn't Iceland mainly greenery?
It is, but they do have some glacial water there as well.
Ah, nice.
Let me see if I can get some more information on the water here. So Icelandic glacial is sourced from the legendary Ulfless Spring in Iceland, one of the world's most pristine ecosystems. It possesses naturally low mineral content, TDS of 62 parts per million, that does not crowd the palate with heavy metals, minerals, or silica. A water so pure, nothing is added or taken away.
Yeah. It's tasty, though. Yeah.
It's tasty. It's definitely a simple water.
Mm-hmm. Not very complex. You get an earthiness and a little bit of a sweetness. Yeah. I like it. Yeah.
It's good. Mm-hmm. What's your bottle cap rating?
My bottle cap rating on it. I like the bottle. I like the flavor. I'm not as big of a fan of it as you are, by any means. But I'm going to give it a 8.5 out of 10 again. Yeah.
8.5?
I enjoy it. I'm not a huge, huge fan of it, though.
So you're giving it the same grade, same equal to the Hawaiian Springs?
Can I do like 8.7? Because I like the bottle a little more.
So it's slightly better than the Hawaiian Springs, even though it's in plastic as well.
Uh-huh.
It's a higher pH, if that means anything. Yeah. I don't think it really does.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's your bottle cap rating. I'm going to give this Icelandic glacial an 8.5 today. It's good.
So I thought you were going to give it a higher rating because I know this is one of your, well, I wouldn't say daily drinkers anymore, but
well, definitely. For me, I do enjoy the sparkling one better. I think it's more complex with the CO2 added in. The still one, I can take it or leave it.
I was a little confused because I was like, I know you love this water so much. I was wondering why because I'm not a huge fan of it, honestly. This one, like, I don't mind it. It's pretty good, but it's nothing that blows my mind. So I guess the sparkling version is significantly better, huh?
It is. I believe it is. So that's why my rating's where it is on that one.
All right. Well, the last waters we have are Topo Chico and then the two Smart Waters.
Yep. But should we get into something else before we do that?
Yeah. So you can enjoy us drinking some Liquid Death and San P. I'm kind of blanking here. We're going to a segment where we watch a horror movie that's terrible.
Dead Till Death.
Made by Liquid Death. It's really cheesy.
We'll talk about it after.
Yeah. Okay, so here's that segment, I guess. Goodbye. All right, so we're about to watch the Liquid Death horror movie, Dead Till Death.
Feature length movie by Liquid Death.
Well, it's 43 minutes long.
And this came out a couple of months ago, and now they've just released it on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, so we're gonna watch it, and then we'll tell you our thoughts afterwards.
Let's drink some Liquid Death and murder our thirst while we watch it, okay?
All right.
Okay, cool.
Good, see. And we're back. Okay. Yeah. So, that was quite the, The movie, wasn't it?
Feature-length horror movie? Feature-length? Dead Till Death.
Is it feature-length?
Well, 45 minutes.
It was long. Feature-length.
A feature-length would be more like an hour and a half or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. So a short film.
Has to be like at least an hour and a half.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Not good.
Not good at all.
Definitely an ad for Liquid Death, but a very weird one.
Very corny. Very funny.
Funny, yeah.
A little... overly, like, they're trying to be, like, a little overly edgy. They're trying to, like, they take shrooms and stuff.
The production value was good. So what's the premise of the show, the movie?
Okay, so basically, these, young adults, they go on this camping trip thing, and,
mountain, right?
Yeah. All of the characters are douches. They all suck.
And there's plastic trash everywhere.
Everywhere. And they get sold these cans of Liquid Death or these cases of Liquid Death from this like weird convenience store thing.
With a creepy guy.
Creepy guy. And basically they start littering everywhere and they open all the cans of Liquid Death and the cans of Liquid Death come to life. Because they're possessed by the demons of the underworld.
Yes.
And they kill all the characters off one by one.
And then the characters become Liquid Death demons.
Yeah, and they get possessed, and then they drive off into the sunset.
The cans crawl inside the people. What were some of your favorite scenes?
The one special effect that they did that I think actually looked pretty good is... I forgot his name, but he was running away from, like, three cans of Liquid Death chasing him, and it was actually really funny, too. He runs into a stick and gets impaled, right? Yeah. And
just like that was so funny.
And because it's funny because we're not psychos. It's funny because what's holding up the stick is three cans of Liquid Death at the bottom and then two cans of Liquid Death on top, and they set up a trap.
Yes.
And it, like, literally the whole premise is the killer isn't, like, the weird axe murderer guy that they have on the front of their box. It's cans of still Liquid Death.
Yes, only still, no sparkling.
No sparkling, which is weird.
The other scene that I really enjoyed, James, was when two cans of Liquid Death stole the hatchet from the one dude and then jumped up in a tree with it and then dropped it down on another girl and killed her.
So stupid. It's like,
And then the cans of Liquid Death surrounded the farmhouse.
Yeah, The movie was not good.
No.
It was terrible.
No.
So bad. But it was funny.
Yes, and there was a social message in there about death to plastic and, you know, cleaning up the forests and the oceans of plastic, because aluminum is recyclable. Uh-huh. And plastic is really, it is recyclable, but usually not recycled.
Yeah, and we like that message, but maybe don't make a terrible horror short film about, I mean, it was really corny. It was funny to watch, but like, it was so bad. It was so bad.
So it's on Amazon Prime.
It's $3
it's
to
$2.99 to buy.
You can't rent it. Yeah. Not great.
Okay. Ball cap rating on Dead Till Death?
Dead Till Death? Funny level? I'm going to give it 8.5 out of 10. I'm giving a lot of 8.5s today. Horror level? 0.5 out of 10. And then production level, give it like 8.
It's pretty good, solid production for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The plot, not so much. The script, not great, but it was filmed well.
Mm-hmm.
And not terrible acting.
Yeah. Not too bad.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and give it an 8 out of 10 bottle caps too, James. For what it is, it delivered.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't expect much out of it.
It gave the Liquid Death vibe.
Definitely.
Speaking of the Liquid Death vibe, you know they always do insane stuff, right?
I saw this on their Instagram. Oh my god. Explain what happened, James.
They did a collab with Tony Hawk.
Who is the GOAT of skateboarders?
I wouldn't say GOAT. I'd say
he is the GOAT.
He's amazing. He put skateboarding on the map.
He's the godfather of skateboarding.
Godfather. Wouldn't say GOAT.
I'd say GOAT.
So basically they did a collab with Tony Hawk, right? And what they did is they took some of his real blood, right?
Yeah.
Like they drew it from him and they mixed it in with paint, and then they made a few of these skateboard decks, these Liquid Death skateboard decks, and they're like 500 something bucks each.
Yeah, I don't know how many they made, but
with Tony Hawk's real
actual blood in it. It's like a Liquid Death brand skateboard deck with Tony Hawk's blood.
It's crazy.
Hmm. How much are they?
Like 500 something bucks.
I bet they're going to sell out of them.
Yeah, that would be, they honestly look pretty sick.
You know what looks cool? That they built a fridge for Liquid Death, but it's really expensive.
I was looking on their website, and they have some insanely cool merch.
Don't they?
For like 5,000 bucks, you can buy a Liquid Death vending machine.
No way. Your own? Very own.
And it's like a custom Liquid Death full-sized vending machine.
Yeah, with both still and sparkling?
It's awesome.
Cool.
I don't know if it comes pre-stocked. For 5,000 bucks, I think it should come pre-stocked. But that is, like, that's awesome to me. Actually, matter of fact, I'm going to go on their website right now and see what else they have, because some of this stuff, if I remember correctly, is amazing.
Yeah, we need to re-up our Liquid Death. I put a picture on the Insta of our, I think, our last Liquid Death that we had that we were enjoying at the beach.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's good water, but holy crap, their merch is great. Yeah, the Tony Hawk Blood Deck is 500 bucks. Not sold out yet. Icy Death Mini Fridge is $4.95. And then they have this Death Bright Nightlight, which is a can of Liquid Death inside of a coffin, and I guess it's a nightlight. It's 68 bucks. Then they've got a Eternal Death Hat, which is their logo from a different angle on a hat. That's 30 bucks.
Saving the turtles?
And then the Death Dispenser. Look at this thing. Isn't this...
Oh, that's so dope.
We'll post a picture of it on our podcast. It's 5,000 bucks.
Do a screenshot of that so we can put it on our Insta.
Yeah, I'll take a few screenshots. It's so cool. It's a full-sized vending machine of just Liquid Death, and it has the man with the eyes on his abs, the axe murderer guy.
See, that guy should have been in the movie.
Exactly, he should have been the killer. He should have been like this creepy axe murderer Liquid Death can head guy with eyes on his pecs and just like.
I smell a sequel. They gotta bring that guy in.
For for real. And then they've got a liquid death tea, which is a double-headed bald eagle holding a skull.
Do you like any of those shirts?
They're not really my style. You might like some of the shirts.
Yeah, I'm not into wearing some liquid death merch right now.
Yeah, these shorts are pretty cool. They have
I have a Topo Chico shirt that I wear once in a while.
Yeah, they have this Death from Above shirt, which is a skull. It's a skull that's being held by a bat with the Grim Reaper's scythe, and the bat is hot pink, and he has electric blue lightning around him.
Wow.
They have a Death from Above koozie, which is the same graphic on it. I'd rather be thirst murdering license plate,
and it's called that's the a good one.
It's called the License to Kill. That's amazing. Then they have their classic logo on a pink sweatshirt. They have a Death Grip tee. Limited edition Death Till Dead poster. Dead Till Death poster. So they have a poster for that. Dance to Death. Hey, I know that I know a lot of stuff that's older than me, but I'm not sure who that is.
I don't know either, but it looks like an 80s hairband zombie.
Yeah, with a skull on his face. Hydrate or Die Liquid Death Spring Water shirt. Yeah, and so they've got some sick stuff. They really, they know how to do merch correctly. Sorry, we're having some technical...
There we go.
Okay, there we go.
Hey, James, what's that noise? What do I hear? What is it?
What do you hear? It's like a siren or something, huh?
It's an alert!
Is it alert for what? Oh, I missed the stop recording button.
New water alert! New water alert! New water alert! New water alert!
Oh, I'm not excited for this.
It is time! Time for the new water alert.
Does it have to be time?
Smart Water Plus. Smart Water Plus Clarity and Smart Water Plus Tranquility.
Can you just stop?
So there's nothing smart about this water. Oh, it's vapor distilled water with electrolytes for taste and infused with extracts. This one, the first one, Clarity, which is coming in a plastic bottle. Take your medicine, sir.
Oh, God.
It's coming in a plastic bottle. Can you read the ingredients there, James? It's a little too small for me.
I would rather take a shot of pig's blood. Vapor distilled water, green tea extract, calcium chloride, magnesium chloride, ginseng extract, potassium bicarbonate. I'm not ready for this.
Crack it.
Okay.
Oh, you want what's in the other one?
This one is Smart Water Tranquility, ashwagandha, tangerine extract. Vapor distilled water, tangerine extract, calcium chloride, magnesium chloride, ashwagandha extract, potassium bicarbonate.
Where's it getting the calories from? 10 calories.
I'm not sure.
It's not a lot, but I guess from the extract.
Yeah. Can we start with the ashwagandha one? Because I feel like it's going to be slightly better.
Well, just let me scan that little thing on the back. Here, I'll scan this one.
Oh, I smell it. I smell it. No. Are we going to be drinking perfume again? Oh, God. Oh my! I spelled it.
Smartwater.com on a phone and scan the icon.
Okay. You listeners. I mean, we appreciate you, but you don't understand. You might think we're overreacting, but you don't understand how painful this is. I'm giving you.
You can just pour me some, bud.
I gave you a bottle cap full.
Just pour me some. I'm gonna try it. I'm not afraid.
I am, so. Okay. You ready?
Cheers.
Cheers. not as bad as I thought it was going to be. Still terrible.
What temperature is that?
I'm not sure. It's not cold.
No. Not that it matters. It's going to suck no matter what.
Yeah.
That is coming in at 62 degrees right now.
Fahrenheit, which is 16.6 degrees Celsius. Okay. All right. You ready for the next one?
Yes.
This one is the one that I'm really dreading.
It's supposed to be like orange?
No, that we already had the orange.
No,
one.
No, this is ginseng. Green tea ginseng. That one. This is the one we're gonna try now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Man, there's so much condensation on these, it's insane. Alright.
Take your medicine.
Cheers.
That tastes like tea. It does taste like green tea.
It's just watered down green tea.
I'm not hating on it. It's not water, but...
These aren't as bad as I thought it was going to be. I was overreacting. Because just... Like, based off the... Oh, hi, Dakota. Our cat is outside right now. We have our windows open. She's outside, and she's kind of chilling in the neighbor's orange tree. So, yeah. But, judging based on the black smart water we had, I thought this was going to be so, so terrible.
What's your bottle cap rating?
But it wasn't that terrible. The orange one gets a 2 out of 10, or 1.5 out of 10, and the green tea one gets a 2 out of 10. Because the green tea one just tastes like watered down green tea, and the orange one just tastes slightly like perfume.
I'm gonna say if you're reaching for a soda instead, reach for this. It has a little flavor, but there's better options out there even for that. Or just get some sparkling water and squeeze some lemon or lime into it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and give a 1 and 1. 1 out of 10 and 1 out of 10. And my rating is a void.
Your rating is what?
A void.
I'm stupid. Explain. What
does
that mean?
A void. Do not buy.
Oh,
a void.
Okay. Well, I really need to work on my whole brain thing.
Just well, this water will not make you smarter. So if you want to work on your brain thing, drink some spring water.
Yeah,
make sure you eat healthy, exercise, and work out your brain mentally and your body physically.
I think my brain thing is coming from drinking too much of this. Sample it for you guys.
You know what's really nice after drinking that kind of infused, not so smart, stupid water? Is to have a nice sip of this one. Cheers, James.
Topo Chico.
What do we got? Topo Chico in the classic single serve 355 milliliter glass bottle.
Well, I don't know if it's just because I'm wearing headsets or something. Sip this with your mouth closed with the headsets on.
How am I supposed to sip with my mouth closed?
No, like, and close your mouth as soon as you finish. You hear that, right?
Yeah.
Well, you hear like every little bubble.
The bubbles popping in your head, in your brain.
In your head. It's like pop rocks times a million. It's crazy. Mm.
So James, we skipped a week of the podcast. Last week we were out of town.
Yeah.
We went to LA and we went to a nice restaurant. Do you remember what kind of water they had there?
They had
Pirelli?
Ferrarelli's,
yeah, Italian water.
We sampled it in Miami.
We did. We had it in Miami, and now we had it at a nice Italian restaurant in L.A.
A little restaurant called Dantana's.
Did you enjoy it?
That's awesome that we got to go there.
Yeah.
It was so good.
What was your favorite?
Ooh. Mine was really good. I liked the ravioli a lot, but the producer's chicken Napoleon. Chicken Parmesan was so good.
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah, it was great. Was it chicken? No, it was what was it? Deer? No.
No, it was veal.
veal, which is lamb?
Cow.
Cow?
Yep, baby cow.
Yeah, it was so good. Wow.
So we don't eat much meat, but we made an exception for that one for a special birthday celebration.
Yeah,
right?
Well, not we, you and the producer.
I had a delicious seafood pasta, and also the appetizer scallops were amazing.
Yeah.
Especially with that great sparkling water.
Yeah. Well, do we have anything else for the pod?
Well, what's on for you for the rest of the day?
Honestly, just chilling.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We're doing the episode on a Sunday today. It's just kind of a quiet Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Back to school tomorrow?
Yep.
How's school going?
That's going on.
What's
right?
your favorite class?
My English language arts class. I got into honors, so we don't just talk about random stuff. We actually go deep into things.
So that's dope, fun. James. So you're getting challenged in that class and you're writing?
Yep.
Good. If people would like to get a hold of the show, get a hold of us, the CEO and the president and the podcast hosts, how would they do that, James?
Well, we have a email at thebubblespodcast@gmail.com.
Yep.
Our Instagram is at thebubblespodcast. If you're listening on Anchor, you can head to the top of yours. Is it the top? I don't know where it is. But there's this big green button that says voice message. And if you click it, then you can send us a voice message. And then we'll hear the voice message. And we'll feature your voice message on the podcast.
And if you like the show, please go ahead and rate us 5 stars and leave us a comment. We will read your comment on the next podcast or in a future podcast if you do that.
Yes.
And it helps us grow in the rankings.
Yes, and we still have not transferred over to YouTube, sadly. And we have not figured out how we will do an axle cam.
Yeah, so we're audio only for right now.
Uh-huh.
But we have another big show next week with some new waters coming up. I have one that I'm really excited about, which is the is it Brita? But it's not Brita?
It's Brita with one T. Is that how the Brita is normally...
Well,
like the
this is a teaser for the next episode, but we're definitely going to get into it.
Yeah, is the but how is the filter spelled though?
Good question. All good questions, and they will be answered in due time, sir.
Yes. So, on the topic of due, without further ado, I'm Steve.
I'm James.
I'm the president.
I'm the CEO.
Well, I guess that.
And this has been another episode of
Bubbles.